superstition, an idol, a false god created by ignorance and fear. Many of my victims have died on sacrificial altars. A trail of blood and blackness marks my path down through the ages. You who believe or disbelieve, listen to this story.
What an appeal old-fashioned songs have, Mother.
Oh, yes, indeed. As refreshing as a dash of salt water spray.
Oh, try that other one, Mother.
What is it? Oh, the song of love. Oh, yes, I've played it often for your poor father.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear, to have awakened memories.
I don't mind dwelling in the past.
Well, what's this? I declare, a four-leaf clover.
Goodness, I wondered what had become of it.
Oh, look, it's faded and quite dry.
Careful, it may crumble into dust.
A four-leaf clover pressed between the leaves of old music. Oh, you sentimental old darling.
Much more than sentiment. A grave superstition linked my life with that sprig of grass.
Superstition? Why, I always considered it an omen of good luck.
Indeed it is.
I remember the legend distinctly. Eve, being banished from paradise, took a four-leaf clover with her. Because the clover was a bit of green from the garden of paradise, its presence in one garden came to be looked upon as an omen of good luck.
Yes, and Herrick in his Hesperides, in the year 1648, mentions it, indicating the custom of strewing this good luck omen before the bride to ensure her happiness.
Oh, yes.
It has persisted down through the years, an accepted symbol of good luck, irrefutable.
Why, Mother, you're positively tragic in your belief.
I speak from experience, a tragic experience that took your father and myself down to the brink of disaster.
Oh, darling, you frighten me.
It's an episode of my life you should know. I had just been married. Your father, rest his soul, had received a commission from the Graphic News Bureau to obtain a photograph of the gardens of the harem of Mahud Bey, a prince, a ruler of Pera, a province near Stamboul, Turkey.
But I always thought the photographing of a harem or its inmates was prohibited under penalty of death.
It was. But newspapers demand unusual copy. I accompanied Father, combining the adventure with my honeymoon. And we arrived in Stamboul safe and sound.
Mother, is this about the four-leaf clover?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Now, be patient. We met our guide in Stamboul. Oh, it seems like yesterday. We were happy and carefree as we started out. We were disguised as natives.
Darling, you look like a native woman in spite of your beauty.
And you, as true to life as any Turk.
Your mission is a grave one. Danger at every step.
We know that. Just show us the mosque in the rear of the palace grounds. We'll do the rest.
Follow me.
My dear, you're tremendously confident of our success.
A strong belief in my brave and courageous husband.
The husband will need all his bravery and courage if he is caught trespassing in the harem gardens of the prince.
Oh, the photograph is worth the risk.
That must be the prayer mosque over there.
It is. Those people pray there always. For your soul and mine.
By the tone of your voice, I'll probably need their prayers.
Go on, native, with your instructions. How do we proceed now?
Follow that wall beyond that pale-faced vagabond there. To the low gate.
Yeah, I see it.
Go on.
Then proceed very carefully through the gate. Very carefully, it creeps.
Yes?
Just inside stand a kavas, a black giant. A few gold coins and you may pass him. Just say the word, chapel. Savvy?
I see. A little sugar for the bird.
Then proceed through to a frescoed wall that fronts on a Muslim tomb. Do not enter the tomb, but turn to the right to a ruined chapel.
Chapel?
A tolling bell will indicate it. Thence to an arched wall with a mosaic gate, colored blue as the promise of heaven. From then on you will hear fountains playing, the bathing pool of the harem beauties. But what desecration you mean to commit is your own lookout. I commit you to fate.
Is that all?
Yes. Accept my constant prayers for your safety.
Thank you.
And my pay in gold.
Oh, I see.
Here.
Thank you. And farewell. I will await you on the terrace overlooking the sea. If you do not return, I will know that you have...
Well, that's that. Now, darling, for the great adventure. And the first picture ever taken of the inside of a harem, if we're lucky.
Oh, I'm so thrilled. Here we go.
Past the mosque. The natives said they are praying for our souls.
I'm beginning to be a little afraid.
Oh, have no fear. Here's the wall gate. The creaking gate.
Remember the kavas, the gold, and the word chapel.
Oh, here. Gold. A chapel.
Us to chapel.
What a little bit of gold can do. There's the frescoed wall just ahead. Here we are.
There's the open tomb. As cold as a winter's wind.
There's the ruined chapel.
Let's see. The mosaic gate. I'll open it.
It's heavy. Go carefully.
It opens on a garden. Come in. Hush. Quiet.
What a garden. Oh, how beautiful. Flowers everywhere. Wisteria, roses. Beautiful hepatica. Oh, it's lovely.
The grass. It looks and feels like an immense carpet.
The grass? Why, it's clover.
Pretty, isn't it?
Oh, it's lovely. Fields of clover. Why, it's the first we've seen since we've been abroad.
Yeah, come around here. Crouch low. Wedge yourself in between these arched cypresses.
Look, through the trees. The bathing pool of the harem girl.
Yes. Oh, gorgeous fountains. Marble of purest white.
Lovely creatures. In their unconscious attitudes of grace.
Classical as Venus. Oh, it'll make an admirable picture. Keep low. You'll be noticed. It's dangerous.
Be careful, darling.
Maybe you'd better wait beyond the trees in the garden.
Maybe. I'd feel better. I'll wait for you in the clover patch.
All right. You can be looking for a four-leaf one as a souvenir for good luck.
I'll be waiting there for you. Join me as soon as you can. Oh, go carefully. Remember what the natives said.
Oh, I'll be all right. Now, keep low. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Goodbye. Watch out.
All right.
Good luck.
Thanks, dear. Goodbye.
Infidels! What do you two here in these gardens?
Why, what are you going to do? Put that knife down. Don't do that!
Waste little time with you, Mr. Intruder. The guard assembles. Your doom is at hand.
But I tell you, I was in your garden innocently.
Infidel! Your unsacred eyes have beheld the harem women of Mahout, the Magnificent. You shall be made an example of.
But I did not violate any sanctuary.
No! You have outraged my most sacred law, defiled the Muslim women of this domain.
I swear, I had no such intention.
You shall die. Tell me, why?
I was touring with my bride.
His woman has been captured. She is outside. The guard is ready.
Infidel, you shall have a chance for your life.
Yes.
A slender chance. Your bride will be brought in. Her first words to you shall decide your fate.
Oh, please set her free. She must not be questioned.
And you must remain silent. A ready scimitar will behead you in her presence if you break the silence.
Unfair. Who can tell what she may say?
Bring her in.
The bride.
Enter, madame.
John, my beloved husband, where did you go to? See, I found it, the good luck clover, the four-leaf one, in the garden of the prince.
What did you say, madame?
We were searching for a four-leaf clover, an omen of good luck. I found it in your garden, prince. Great luck will come to you. And to the land of the Red Crescent.
You say that this sprig of grass brings good luck to those who find it?
Yes, indeed. Doesn't it, my love?
I'll say it does.
Ring in the guard. Set them to searching the field. If there be omens of good luck abounding here, I must know it.
And what of me?
Begone in peace, both of you. And here, take these four-leaf clover back with you as a souvenir.
Oh, what a narrow escape, particularly for Father.
Yes. Now do you blame me for believing a four-leaf clover is an omen of good luck?
I am superstition. You don't believe, do you?